When landscapers in Emory County saw their coworker walk off from the baseball field where they were laying sod, they were confused and say he was acting strange. 30-year-old Patrick James Fredrickson later stole a school bus from the Emory County School District and attempted to kidnap a young girl outside her home. Lieutenant Gail Jensen says he and his officers spent the whole day looking for Fredrickson, who is a convicted sex offender. At 10:37, a red SUV was reported missing, and it was later revealed that Fredrickson had stolen the vehicle. Afterward, he stole a school bus with the keys still in the vehicle. More importantly, however, he also found a list of children's names and directions to their homes.
A short time later, we learned that Mr. Fredrickson had actually pulled the bus into a driveway. A temporary bus driver's lift was there, and so Mr. Fredrickson had tried to get a small child onto the bus. The father had intercepted that at that point in time.
Jensen received a report at 3:38 of a suspicious person who matched Fredrickson's description. He was arrested without incident.
After he was arrested, that's when we found out how serious the problem could have been. We're glad it came to an end.
Emergency manager Jana Lee Duke from the Emory County Sheriff's Office says Fredrickson was supposed to register as a sex offender, but he did not do so. He's now facing two charges of theft of a vehicle as well as attempted child kidnapping. No attorney was immediately listed in court records for Fredrickson Wednesday, and his phone number was not listed in public records. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Brenna Kelly.